Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamne Namaste Sarasvate Deve Bhauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashatya Desha Tarine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rara Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhangu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyayavacha Paritanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, before we begin with reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, let us read some information about Srila Purushottama Das Thakur, whose appearance is today, and he is described in the 11th chapter of Adi Lila, the expansions of Lord Nityananda, where it is said that the 23rd and 24th prominent devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were Sadashiva Kaviraj and his son Purushottama Das, who was the 10th Gopal. From birth, Purushottama Das was merged in the service of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and he was always engaged in childish play with Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, Sadashiva Kaviraj and Nagara Purushottama, who were father and son, are described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat as Mahabhagyavan, greatly fortunate. They belonged to the Vaidya caste of physicians. Text 156 of the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika says that Chandravali, a most beloved gopi of Krishna's, later took birth as Sadashiva Kaviraj. In texts 194 and 200, it is said that Kamasari Sena, the father of Sadashiva Kaviraj, was formerly the gopi named Ratnavali in Krishna's pastimes. All the family members of Sadashiva Kaviraj were great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purushottama Das Thakur sometimes lived at Sukhasagara near the Chakradaha and Shimurali railway stations. All the deities installed by Purushottama Thakur were formerly situated in Beledanga Gram, but when the temple was destroyed, the deities were brought to Sukhasagara. When that temple merged into the bed of the Ganges, the deities were brought with Janaba Mata's deity to Sahe Badanga Beligram. Since that place also has been destroyed, all the deities are now situated in the village named Chandudeva Gram, which is situated 1 mile up from Palapara, as we heard above. Sri Kanu Thakur, a very respectable gentleman, was the son of Purushottama Thakur. He was such a great devotee that Lord Krishna always lived in his body. So, this is about Srimad Purushottama Thakur. Now we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 16, the Payavrata process of worship in the texts 12, 13, and 14, and we have on the board 14. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Tavaiva maricha manakshareera ja. Raja ima sattva rajastamo yushaha.
Raja ima sattva rajastamo yushaha.
Samo bhavanstasva suradishu prabho.
Samo bhavanstasva suradishu
prabho. Tathapi bhaktam bhajate maheshvaraha.
Tathapi bhaktam bhajate maheshvaraha.
Tava.
Tava.
Your. Eva, indeed, Maricha,
Maricha,
O son of Marichi,
Marichi.
Manaksharira-ja,
Manaksharira-ja,
born either of your body or your mind. In parentheses, all the demons and demigods. Praja, born of you. Imaha, all of them. Sattva rajatama yushaha, infected with sattva guna, rajoguna, or tamoguna. Samaha, equal. Bhavan, your good self. Tasu, to every one of them. Asura Adishu, beginning with the Asuras. Prabho, O my Lord. Tatapi, still. Bhaktam, unto the devotees. Bhajate, takes care of. Mahaishwaraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. So let's see first. Text 12 says, O Aditi speaking to her husband Kashyapa, O beloved husband, the fires, guests, servants, and beggars are all being properly cared for by me. Because I always think of you, there's no possibility that any of the religious principles will be neglected. O my Lord, since you are a Prajapati and are personally my instructor in the principles of religion, where is the possibility that all my desires will not be fulfilled? And today's verse, O son of Marichi, because you are a great personality, you are equal toward all the demons and demigods who are born either from your body or from your mind, and who possess one or another of the three qualities, sattva-guna, rajoguna, or tamoguna. But although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is equal toward all living entities, he is especially favorable to the devotees. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, the Lord says, Samohang sarvabhuteshu namedveshyostina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktyama yite teshu chapyaham. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal toward everyone, he is especially inclined toward those who engage in his devotional service. The Lord says, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. My dear son of Kunti, please declare that my devotee will never be vanquished. Elsewhere, Krishna also says, Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Yeyata mam prapadyante tamstataiva vajamyaham. Mama vartmanu vartante manushyat partha sarvashaha. Actually, everyone is trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in various ways, but according to their methods of approach, the Supreme Lord endows them with different benedictions. Thus, Aditi appealed to her husband by saying that since even the Supreme Controller favors his devotees, and since Indra, Kashyapa's devoted son, was in difficulty, Kashyapa should bestow his favor upon Indra. So, this theme of the Lord favoring the devotees has come up earlier already. Maharaj Parikshit, he asked Shukadeva Goswami in the 7th canto, in the beginning, "My dear Brahmana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, being everyone's well-wisher, is equal and extremely dear to everyone. How then did he become partial like a common man for the sake of Indra and thus kill Indra's enemies? How can a person equal to everyone be partial to some and inimical toward others?" So then, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada immediately quotes this same verse. In Bhagavad Gita 9:29, the Lord says, "Samohang sarva bhuteshu nami dveshyo sti na priyaha." I'm equal to everyone. No one is dear to me, nor is anyone my enemy. In the previous canto, which is canto 6, however, it has been observed that the Lord sided with Indra by killing the demons on his account. Hataputra diti shakra parshni virahena vishnuna. Therefore, the Lord was clearly partial to Indra, although he is the super soul in everyone's heart. The Lord is extremely dear to everyone, and similarly, the super soul is also dear to everyone. Thus, there cannot be any faulty action on the part of the super soul. The Lord is always kind to all living entities, irrespective of form and situation. Yet, he took the side of Indra, just like an ordinary friend. This was the subject of Parikshit Maharaj's inquiry. As a devotee of Lord Krishna, he knew very well that Krishna cannot be partial to anyone. But when he saw that Krishna acted as the enemy of the demons, he was somewhat doubtful. Therefore, he posed this question to Shukadeva Goswami for a clear answer. So, let's see this verse in Bhagavad Gita and the purport also. Krishna says, "I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I'm equal to all. But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I'm also a friend to him." So, Srila Prabhupada's purport, he immediately says, one may question here, that if Krishna is equal to everyone and no one is his special friend, then why does he take a special interest in the devotees who are always engaged in his transcendental service? But this is not discrimination. It is natural. Any man in this material world may be very charitably disposed, yet he has a special interest in his own children. The Lord claims that every living entity in whatever form is his son. And so he provides everyone with a generous supply of the necessities of life. He is just like a cloud which pours rain all over, regardless of whether it falls on rock or land or water. But for his devotees, he gives specific attention. Such devotees are mentioned here. They are always in Krishna consciousness, and therefore they are always transcendentally situated in Krishna. The very phrase Krishna consciousness suggests that those who are in such consciousness are living transcendentalists, situated in him. The Lord says here distinctly, "Mayi te," they are in me. Naturally, as a result, the Lord is also in them. This is reciprocal. This is also explains the words, "Yeya tamam prapadyante tangsataiva bhajami aham." Whoever surrenders unto me, proportionately I take care of him. This transcendental reciprocation exists because both the Lord and the devotee are conscious. When a diamond is set in a golden ring, it looks very nice. The gold is glorified, and at the same time the diamond is glorified. The Lord and the living entity eternally glitter. And when a living entity becomes inclined to the service of the Supreme Lord, he looks like gold. The Lord is a diamond, and so this combination is very nice. Living entities in a pure state are called devotees. The Supreme Lord becomes the devotee of his devotees. If a reciprocal relationship is not present between the devotee and the Lord, then there is no personalist philosophy. In the impersonal philosophy, there is no reciprocation between the Supreme and the living entity. But in the personalist philosophy, there is. The example is often given that the Lord is like a desire tree. And whatever one wants from this desire tree, the Lord supplies. But here the explanation is more complete. The Lord is here stated to be partial to the devotees. This is the manifestation of the Lord's special mercy to the devotees. The Lord's reciprocation should not be considered to be under the law of karma. It belongs to the transcendental situation in which the Lord and his devotees function. Devotional service to the Lord is not an activity of this material world. It is part of the spiritual world where eternity, bliss, and knowledge predominate. And a few more sentences from teachings of Kapila Deva. There, Prabhupada says, a king gives protection to every one of his citizens, for that is his duty, but he especially protects his own circle of men. This is not unnatural. If one directly engages in the service of the president, when one is in some difficulty, he is especially protected. Although the president gives protection to all the citizens, those who personally associate with him, giving him service, receive special consideration. That is not actually partiality. That is natural. When a gentleman loves all children, but has a special love for his own children, no one will say, oh, why are you loving your own children more than others? No, that is natural. Similarly, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I'm equal to everyone. Krishna, being God, loves everyone because everyone is part of him. Nonetheless, he takes special care of his devotees. So, it's not difficult to understand. It's natural, right? Krishna is a person, we are persons. And if, for example, a living entity with demoniac tendency complains that, oh, I'm also the son of God, so why does he favor these devotees and what about me? Oh, you can also enter into that circle of these, you know, his own men, Krishna's own men, no problem. Everybody has the right. But if you prefer to be in a distance and do it your way, this is a prominent philosophy, I do it my way, so then you do it your way, not Krishna's way, and then don't be surprised if Krishna doesn't treat you in the same way as he treats somebody who does it his way. It's natural, nothing to be complained about. So then, if we accept that, we don't actually complain about this fact, then the only thing we have to do is become dear to Krishna. Everybody is dear already, in one sense, because as Krishna, as Prabhupada points out, everybody is his part and parcel. Mama vangsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Eternally, everybody has a relationship to the Lord. But if somebody prefers to forget it, and do his own thing and be separate, then naturally Krishna, in one sense one can say, it's also his mercy that he respects this desire for independence. He doesn't interfere. He doesn't oblige you to become one of his own men. You want to be your own man? Yes, I can give you all facility. But then you also have to accept the consequences, which may be not so pleasant. So therefore, yes, people complain. They want to have paradise separate from God, separate from Krishna. Convert the material world, which Krishna certified as Dukhalayam, It's a place of misery. But we insist, no, we will convert this into a sukhalayam, a place of pleasure, the pleasure dome, the pleasure grounds, where you can all enjoy without serving the Lord. And so unfortunately, that is not possible. So that we have to accept. And if we don't, then you just have to suffer. But everybody has this opportunity, and of course, we are all here for that very purpose. We want to become Krishna conscious. We want to offer favorable service to the Lord, not some concocted idea that, oh, I do this and then I do it for Krishna. You have to find out, what does Krishna want? Srila Prabhupada gives this example very often, that if you invite somebody to your home, then you might ask, if it's for a lunch, for example, what would you like to eat? You don't just offer anything and then, well, you know, that's what is there. Take it or leave it. This is not, it's not the right attitude. You find out, what would you like to eat? Like I just heard a conversation, Prabhupada was pointing out very clearly that, for example, we are not promoting vegetarianism. Oops, that sounds... because so many of us are now nowadays promoting vegetarianism. He says, we are promoting Krishnarianism, Krishna Prasada. So if Krishna, for example, would say, yes, offer me meat, then we'll offer meat and we eat that. We're not concerned with whether it's, you know, a vegetable or not. But he doesn't say. He says, patram pushpam palam toyam, you offer me food in these categories. And therefore, you accept his desire and do that. That's all. We're not fanatic about whether it's vegetarian or non-vegetarian. It's fanatic about, does Krishna like it or does he not like it? And whatever he doesn't like, then we shouldn't do that. So, in one sense, this question or this doubt that may arise is very easily resolved, as we have seen in these purports, that Srila Prabhupada points out this is actually very natural. God is not some entity aloof, which is very, very different from us. Actually, he says, if you want to know God, you first study yourself. Because you have likes and dislikes, you have desires, you are a person, it's all personal. So Krishna is the same, and we are just small parts and parcels, so we have the same quality. So it's not unnatural that he will favor those who are... In one sense, we can also include here the point that those who become completely dependent on him, like a small child is completely dependent on the parents. So it's natural that if a child is, you know, it's completely dependent on you, then you will be very always vigilant. No harm will come. It's the natural. So if one becomes dear to the Lord and surrenders to him and completely depends on his mercy, then we can be sure, as also Srila Prabhupada quotes, Kaunteya pratijani hinani bhakta pranashati, that yes, no harm will come. Krishna will protect us. And if it looks like sometimes that we are suffering, don't become resentful. This sometimes may happen. We may have a loss. A loved one dies. Or our business goes bust. We lose all the money we have accumulated over 20 years. We had some experience like this. Devotee who apparently was very successful in his business. He became rich. And investing more and more and investing more and more, and then suddenly, zero. He loses everything. Happens all the time. So then one shouldn't think, oh, Krishna, why did you do this to me? No, he didn't do this. Even if he did it to you, it's for your benefit. As he says, sometimes, yes, I take away because it's an obstacle. You're becoming illusioned just by all these accumulated wealth and position, etc., etc. So it's my favor, anugranami. If I favor somebody, then Harishye, I will take it away because it's an obstacle. So then the devotee always is actually thankful. He realizes, oh yes, you know, I was going down this road which was leading toward illusion and darkness, and the Lord in His kindness, He interfered. In the case of somebody who is not depending on the Lord, He may not interfere. And then you just get richer and richer and become quite crazy, as we are witnessing. Then you want more power. Money is not enough. Next step, get all the power you can get. That's it, we don't want to mention names. And the Lord will maybe just let you go. And then you may die in these circumstances, and who knows what is the destination. We don't even want to think about it. So if somebody is in that position who is actually a devotee, at one point he has surrendered, then the Lord will probably, very likely, 99.9% sure, He will interfere to protect His devotee from this unfavorable situation, unfavorable circumstance. So therefore, the devotee, in any circumstance, even if everything is taken away, he still will completely depend on the Lord and worship Him. Tatenu kampam tusamikshamala. That is the verse that even though one may have lost, some loss has come. So then one very humbly and patiently just waits for the Lord's mercy and offers his obeisances with heart, mind, and body. And then, as the verse says at the end, then one actually has the right of inheritance of the transcendental abode. So that is the message, I think. I guess we'll use some time for comments or questions so we don't go over time. Any comment? What's your experience? All 50 years in Krishna consciousness, one of the oldest Prabhupada's disciples. He has seen many things, even if it's not a personal. Haven't we witnessed this? You know, devotees who want to become famous or rich and then Krishna interferes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to mention names, but give us a good example.
No, it's like...
Yeah, you can try...
Unfortunately, that...
Turn this down. Who's in charge of sound? Turn it down. Volume. It's not the microphone. Let's see. Anyway, go ahead.
When the sincere devotee will advance, make advancement very sincerely, and then start thinking that, oh, I've made some advancement, make some more advance. And now these other younger or newer devotees are very much in, maybe not awe, but they're very much honoring me. They're honoring me, and anyway, it goes to the head, and that begins a downward spiral. And there's the old saying that pride goes before the fall, and we greatly value the association of our God brothers, God sisters, and later generations of devotees who. By their association, we can be made aware of this and not fall into that trap. The inclination is there on everyone's part, unfortunately, except the Mahamudra devotees.
The key is
humility.
Now it's got to be real close.
If I get any closer, I'll swallow it. Anyway, the association, the devotees, can be extremely valuable situation. It is extremely valuable. So that a dear God brother to warn me if I'm getting carried away with my thinking, if I'm becoming a legend in my own mind, that is definitely precedes the fall, prior precedes the fall.
Yes, one thing that helps my realization, if we always remember that whatever we may have as an asset or quality or whatever, it's not coming from us. It's also the mercy of the Lord. If you have a talent to do certain things which are extraordinary, let's say, not everybody can do, so where is that coming from? Just like when Hiranyakashipu was so surprised about Prahlad Maharaj's, you could say, well, strength, defying him. So he was asking, so how is it possible? You are defying me, and you have this pride. Everybody is bowing down to me, all the demigods. I conquered the whole universe. Here I'm sitting on the throne of Indra, and you rascal, small boy, who are you? You are defying my authority and my power. How do you dare? Where do you get this, strength from? What did Prahlad reply? From the same sources you have. So devotee knows, if I do have a certain power or quality or whatever, it's given by the Lord. And he can take it away anytime, as he did with you in Hiranyakashipu. It doesn't matter who you are. He swallows whole universes. They just disappear at the end of time. Relatively speaking. So to smash some proud demon, or even a smash in a good sense, a proud devotee, is no problem. But even that smashing is not the same. In the case of a demon, you may get smashed, and because he reciprocates according to how we approach him. But in the case of a sincere devotee who was sincere, even if he was sincere and now he becomes a little bewildered, then Krishna will make arrangements to bring him back on the right track. And sometimes it hurts. So, but if the devotee is really sincere, then he will not complain. He'll appreciate, oh, the Lord has saved me. I was going down the wrong path. And the Lord is so kind that he, did something to prevent me from disaster. Any other question or comment? Okay, let's hand it over. I'll get this in here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for that. During the struggle the sadhaka is going through, how does he test himself that he is on the right track? He may be chanting, following the regulative principles, but how does he know that? And he may be far away from the spiritual master, or person who can correct him. How does he know whether he is?
He pointed it out. You have to have good association of God brothers, God sisters, who actually see you maybe even better than you can see yourself. That happens many times. We have a certain conception about ourselves, and it's tinged many times. So somebody else may be more objective, and then they point out certain things. If you are sincere, you accept that, and you think about it and say, well, actually, you're right. And if you're not so sincere, then you again become upset and complain and don't accept. Then you're unfortunate. So if something happens like this, that somebody, especially if they're a senior or somebody who's not just anybody, but again a devotee with experience and actually a well-wisher, if they point out something, we should really think about that, whether there's something true in it, and then make the adjustment. So you have to be surrounded. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes it in Madhya Lila in the 19th chapter as a fence. The fence is Sadhu Sangha, the fence that will protect our creeper from being destroyed either by the mad elephant, that's any other type of offense, they're all harmful. So how to protect oneself? Well, by fencing. Here they do it because of the monkeys. Anything is practically fenced. Even a small plant anywhere, it's fenced because there are other entities who are just waiting to have access and do harm. So you have to fence. For the devotee, that fence is the association of devotees. Can we turn?
On the same, on the same line discussion, on the other side, if we see a difficulty on the part of another devotee, we have to remember that we're in the company of very rare souls, and we're loving each other in the truest sense. And the verse in Bhagavad Gita 9:32-31 about even one devotee who has seemed to be engaged in a bomb of life.
Apichet Sururachara. Yeah. 9:30.
Must be we should consider as a liberal broad-minded Mahatma and deal with the difficulties that he's having in the most loving and sensitive way to Mahatma. People who are memorized. Making the comment, why did Sri Prabhupada pick on me? This was after Sri Prabhupada says, lecture. If we see Brahmananda standing on the corner smoking a cigarette, we must see him as a liberal Brahmananda.
Actually, in the next verse, and Prabhupada mentions that, it's explained why we should have this attitude, because kshipram bhavati dharmatma, very soon, if the devotee is sincere, he may have some difficulty, but kshipram means very soon, dharma atma, he will become a righteous soul who will follow dharma. It's just maybe for some circumstances he is being a little bit deviated, but therefore he shouldn't be even destroy it. Sometimes people have this tendency of destroying somebody, especially nowadays in the world. You know, somebody makes a mistake, immediately everybody's on their case, and if he has a career, he'll forget it. It's, like, become zero.
All over Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, yes. But this tendency to destroy somebody else, the devotees definitely shouldn't have that. One should feel that, well, he's a very sincere soul and he may have some difficulty, but it's just a matter of time if he continues engaging in devotional service. Ananya Bhak, of course, there are some conditions there, but Sadhu Eva Samantha, he's supposed to be considered a sadhu because he's actually very sincerely engaged, but he has something may have happened. So that's important. Somebody over there?
Hare Krishna. You stressed the importance of a personal relationship with Krishna.
Yeah.
So we know that Krishna had millions and millions of manifestations, worlds where he lives, and he has millions and millions of bhaktas. And we know that they are in the material world since billions and billions of time. So when we come to contact with the spiritual master, so we get right away in personal relationship with Krishna.
That depends on us. Yeyatam mam prapadyate tamstha taira bhajami. Krishna will reciprocate according to how we approach him. So, and also devotees, we know this, depending on their past practices, when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, we have seen some immediately take to it and do everything right and become very quickly advanced, and others, they are struggling for 20 years before even thinking of becoming initiated. So, why not? You know, it's possible that somebody has already advanced in past lifetimes to a certain point, and now he finally, you know, it's like the last life. So, very quickly, kshipram, it also means actually very quickly one can become advanced and have a personal, you know, and develop his personal relationship. It's possible. Why not? It's all relative, it all depends. But Krishna is ready. It depends on us in one sense. You know, the way we approach him, he will reciprocate. So if we understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness correctly and we practice sincerely, then you can say it's guaranteed. If we don't, then it may take a long time. I mean, Prabhupada used to say, you know, you can become Krishna conscious in 1 second, or not in 100 years. It depends on us. Because it's like the sun. The sun is out there. Now, if somebody hides, you know, with a blanket over your head and the shutters down, and then you say, well, I don't see any sun. Of course, that's your problem, because you put yourself in a position, there is no sun. The sun is there, but you have to do some steps, you know, open the door and get out, and then you go into the sunshine, you get all the benefit from the sun. You know, like, people come to us for blessings. What kind of blessing? Blessings are already there. You know, Krishna's blessings are available to anybody, but we have to put ourselves into the position to receive them. There's no discrimination. He is Samohang Sarvabhuteshu. He is equal to everybody. That's the whole point about this, what we talked about. He is actually equal to every single living entity. Even the demons are actually devotees, but they have forgotten it. They don't want to be. And Krishna is so kind, he says, okay, you don't want to be, you know, play your game as long as you want, and I'll be waiting. But they never become like completely cut off and discarded and forget it, you know, you will never ever, like this eternal condemnation to hell. That doesn't exist. It may be a long time, that's for sure. Many lifetimes, maybe even creations, which is like kalpas, that may be. But it's not forever. There's nothing like forever condemned. So even if somebody who has gone down, down, down to the lowest situation in the whole universe, he can come up again and become a Mahabhagavata devotee. You mentioned the worm. Why not? You have been a worm in the stool. You can become, still that worm can become a Mahabhagavata one day. There's no impediment. Krishna will reciprocate to the degree that we surrender. So, is that a good point to stop? So we stop on a positive note? I sometimes stop on a negative note, so we don't want to do that. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radha Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sisi Gauri Tai Krishna Balaram Sisi Rama Shama Sunda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna.